What should we trust you about?
Everything.
Kevin, I know you were down in Arizona with Logan. What was that experience like this year? I know you did that long. How is this different from the previous years?
Oh, it was good. Very similar. Really the same group of guys each year going out, just getting after it, training, trying to prepare for the season. So, you know, me and Logan was the only guys. And then DJ Foster was down there working out with us. So it's always fun when you can train with some of your teammates. And then for me, being able to train with my brother is always a good time for us.
When did you get back here?
2 days ago, I think.
Oh,
the same. It's always good being back. Then finally coming in here today and seeing all the guys. And it's like the first day back to school. You know, training camp is going to be hard and tough, but you enjoy being back for at least that first day and hanging out and catching up with the guys.
Hey, Devin, what's it going to be like knowing that you're not going to have Tom Brady the first 4 games of the season?
Straight after it, Steve, huh? You know, I think it's an adjustment. Obviously, you can't take the field without a guy like that and think, you know, you're just going to go out there and pick up where you left off last year and fall right in the stride. But I think we have a lot of good players. We have two other quarterbacks that have been very competitive. Jimmy's been here a couple years now. So I think as a team, we'll just, you know, come together, go out there and figure out a way to win. You know, that's what it comes down to. We can't stick on that subject, just prepare and get ready to play.
Returning to camp with Tom here, you talked to him about it, commiserated, joked with him about it, anything?
Nah.
Something to joke about?
Nah, I mean, we don't really – I mean, the first day, I don't think we talk about anything with football. And I think it's guys catching up, seeing how families are doing, everything like that. But I doubt there will be much joking about that.
Is there more pressure on the defense to open up the season with the younger quarterback on the offense?
I think from the outside, everyone will say that. But I think for us as a defense, you know, even when you play with the greatest quarterback, we don't go out there saying – you know, we only have to play okay because Tom's here. We always want to play good football, go out there and, you know, really find out who we'll be as a defense. You know, it starts tomorrow at practice. You know, an attitude of how we'll be, you know, toughness, running to the ball, condition. So I think for us as a defense, we want to be a dominating defense no matter what the situation, no matter who's out there on offense. We always kind of take the mentality and the attitude that, you know, we have to go out there and play defense no matter if the offense scoring touchdowns, they're not scoring touchdowns. And I think when we can develop as individual units, it makes us better as a whole.
Did you run into Chandler Jones out in Arizona, and what's it like not having him here?
No, I didn't see my guy Chan out there. But it's different. You know, you guys know, huge personality, very competitive, got guys going. He was really turned into a leader on his defense. So, it'll be different, but, you know, same thing along the lines with Tom. We'll have to adjust, and different guys will have to step up and take over roles that he did for his defense over the last couple years. But I think we got a head start on that in the spring. You know, guys learning. We have a ton of guys in here, young guys, old guys that are excited with the opportunity to go out there and play.
Do you feel those responsibilities fall on you more at all, being one of the senior guys around here?
I really don't even look at it. I just try to be myself. I think each year the team's a little different. So how leadership roles will be consumed by other players and what we have to do, we don't know yet. I think, you know, you come in here, me, a guy that's been here a while, just try to lead by example, starting off, doing the right things, encouraging guys, trying to give guys a heads up about different things that I know just from playing here going into my seventh training camp. But, you know, I think the leadership roles and guys' different roles on the defense will be defined as we go and play.
Think it'll be strange seeing Chandler on the other sideline so early in the season?
No. I mean, here I'm used to seeing guys that you know, teammates, friends with. You know, my twin brother plays on another team, so I don't think it gets any more awkward than that. So just a part of the business.
Is it possible to use the suspension of Tom as motivation for this team, us against the world?
I mean, you can. I don't think it matters. I think each team, you know, you get 32 teams in here with one goal, no matter what happens to you as a team. I don't think your motivation should change if you really want to win and be the last team standing. I think that should motivate you enough, but I'm sure it'll be all over headlines and different things like that.
How does speed and physicality with pads going on change starting this weekend?
It becomes football. You know, I think you know, in the spring, and now to start off training camp is, you know, really just heavy passing game, not much contact. When you start to put on the pads, you really start to see, you know, the football team we're going to be, what different guys can do on the football field. It's just different mentality. You know, you might be able to out quick and run away from some people, and, you know, we got guys out there that are just hitters. They want to run through you and they want to hit you, and they lose some of that when we don't have pads on, and they'll gain all that back this weekend.
Dylan, at the same time, what can you tell about a defensive side, particular cover skills, when you don't have pads on, when the offense is at a decided advantage? What did you notice in the spring about some of the young guys coming back, Justin Coleman, some of the Roberts, guys who were here a year ago this time?
I think your craft. I mean, you play defensive back, a lot of it, you know, is not as much contact and stuff, you know, just different positions. But for defensive back, working on your craft, your footwork, your hand placement, you can do all of that with no pads on. So you can see those guys work. And, you know, I think that's the best thing about the spring. You see guys working on little things, see guys working on learning the playbook and being able to be out there and play confident. So I think we had a lot of young guys out there, you know, even some of the rookies. Towards the end, you can see their confidence building just from learning and studying and staying on top of the different things they needed to. So it's an exciting time. I think we have young guys mixed in with some veterans. You come back to training camp, everybody's competitive. Everybody wants to earn a spot to play. So it's a fun time, and I think it'll be good practices.
Devin, I know in the spring you guys work a lot on communication. You can't be hitting, so there's a lot of talk out there defensively. Do you guys feel like on that side of the ball you're ahead of maybe where you've been in years past at all because you have so many experienced guys now on that defense?
It feels like that, but I think it always feels like that till the first play where you don't communicate and Matty P and Bill is ripping us and you feel like you're back at the beginning part. So I think we come in with a certain confidence that we know we have guys that have been out there and we can talk to them. We know how they play, how they operate. So I think you come in a little ahead on that factor of just knowing guys, but you know, the communication and things like that will have to continue to build just because, you know, it's a different season. Sometimes you see different things. Guys get better out there and they can do different things and you try to adjust to that. So we'll have to build the communication back up. But I think the advantage is just knowing the guys you're already playing with and just being familiar with them.
Devin, you've practiced against both Brady and Garoppolo. So what does that tell you about the difference between the two and Jimmy's preparedness to start the season?
I don't know. I'm not an expert on quarterback. So, but I just think, you know, for us, we come and we practice against Tom. You know, he's already, you know, he's the best out there. So you come in and you just try to learn as much as you can defensively from going against him. And the cool thing with, you know, seeing Jimmy, I was a veteran when he came in. You just see a rookie, he's just been developing. You know, each time he steps on the field, he gets better and better. So I think it's probably very exciting for him knowing the work he's put in. And I think, you know, for other guys on the team, you know he's a hard worker. So I don't think there's worries or anything like that. He's a confident kid, and he's been out here practicing hard. And we see him a lot all throughout the year when he was being the look squad and being different quarterbacks for of that nature, so exciting, but it's tough for me to really break them down and compare them. You know, I just think Jimmy's been a guy that's come in here and learned everything he could under Tom and just keeps getting better.
Along those lines, when you play against a quarterback, can you tell whether he has a command or a so-called presence on the field, a real command of the game, the line of scrimmage, situations? And do those things stand out to you even when you're practicing with guys?
I think some of that is, like, overrated. Like, what is a good presence on the field? You either play well and your offense moves the ball and you do a good job or you don't. So I think for him, you just see him getting better. You see him making great decisions, putting the ball where only the receiver can get it. Things like that, to me, stick out when you watch a young quarterback keep getting better, you know, looking off safeties, being able to get in the right play. You can see it in – I think for me playing safety, I always talk to those guys about what they see and different things of that nature. So I get to learn from them just so I can take that on the defensive field and help the other guys on defense. So you see him developing, getting better.
Can you notice him at the line of scrimmage growing as a quarterback? I mean, a lot of people say that you see a quarterback grow when you see him really command at the line of scrimmage in practice. Do you see that?
I don't know because I don't know what they check on offense. So I think sometimes people think a guy is really in control if he says a lot of stuff at the line of scrimmage, but sometimes it could be all dummy calls. I guess maybe that's presence. You know, he has a presence of mind to make dummy calls, but I just think getting a team in the right place. You know, when you see your offense be successful, a lot of times that falls on the quarterback making the right decisions. He touches the ball every play. So when you see that, I think that's when you know a quarterback is making the right plays and he's getting better.
Your final question for Jeff?
As a defense player, can you help somehow, some way, Jimmy, to read like Arizona defense? It's a pretty good defense. It's the first game in Arizona. So can you help him, like, giving as your perspective from a defense player?
I think the most we can help him is playing good defense. You know, try to make it hard on him every day in practice, like we do when we go against Tom. You know, training camp is very competitive. You know, it's really offensive defense trying to win the day each day you go out there and train the camp. So I think if we could go out there and play well each day, that'll help him get better. And when it's time to prepare for Arizona, you know, all of that will be in the bank for him. Thank you.